Shin Chaf. Dinei Schita B'Shabbos. Okay. So Schita is a Tolda of Dosh. The process of Dosh is taking the kernel, breaking it off of that, its attachment to the stalk. So that's Mefarek, breaking it into two pieces. And Schita is breaking the liquid out of its husk, the fruit. And at the Raisa level, it only applies to Zesim and Novim, also the Sochton, Ayin Leil Simeration and Beis of Hay. So those two are the Raisa. There's two explanations why those two are the Raisa. One is because the Torah refers to them as Mashka. Those are the two, only two of the seven Mashkim. So you have Yayin, that's your Novim. Then you have Dvash, which is, we'll figure out what the din of Dvash is. But then you have Dam, and you have Cholov, which is actually also a problem. Milking is also derisive. You have water, and you have Tal. And then you have Shemen. So you're basically dealing with, for the most part, most liquids which are coming from fruits are not considered the rice of Mashka. So it's not really a Mashka versus the husk. It's all the fruit. Some Marga says it's like cutting a fruit in half on a Torah level. One explanation. All explanations of these two things, the nature is that you use them constantly for liquid purposes. So that's considered, get the Shem Mashkim because of that, and that's why it's considered Schita. Whereas the other things, they weren't necessarily Omer for that purpose. They're much more used as an Oichel. So even though you happen to use it for Mashka, it's not really Choshev as a Mashka, and therefore it would not be derisive. Nowadays it's something like lemons. We'll see later on. Okay. If the liquid came out on its own, it's really made a rice, that's mutter, because Allah asked it, because there you might come to squeeze for that purpose. So it's all surim. I feel the even though you had gathered these zaysim or anovim, or you had bought these zaysim or anovim with the intent to use them for eating purposes, so you're not really interested in squeezing it out. So the gzera you might come to squeeze it doesn't make too much sense because you're not planning to squeeze it. But Chazal said once it's there ready, you might say, you know, why not? I like a little bit of fresh squeezed grape juice, so I'll squeeze some more. So they ushered it. Tusim remind them also the sochten. They're ushered to be sechet them. Tusim are berries. V'miyotzem yatzman. If the liquid came out on its own, they said it's not the rice. To squeeze it, it's not the rice. So gzera otto, you might come to squeeze it. So we differentiate like this. Imam yimlachilo motor. If you originally purchased or gathered these tusim or these remarnim for the purpose of eating them, so then we're not gzera, you might come to squeeze them. Imam yimlamashkim also. But if you purchased it, they were awaiting being made into juice. Now the juice came out on its own. That juice is also sharkal peiris motor the sochta. All the fruits are mutter because the beikar they are oimed the achilo. Therefore, there's no gzera. You just come to squeeze them. A, B. Even if you squeeze them, it's really just considered like cutting. It's like cutting an apple in half because the mashka is not considered anything distinct from the oichel. Okay.
So the case of
imdam,
the mashka. It's both different people in the house, and some people consider it only a chila, some people say it's for mashka also.
What do you mean different somebody else's house?
So I have grapes in my house, and I might overeat them, and my wife will squeeze them.
Okay, and the metzias which existed in Chazal was you would go and gather them and purchase them. You usually had a goal in mind. The idea of, you know, theoretically you could have nowadays that idea of, so grapes, it's not really an issue, but let's say you have tusim. If your wife is a juice freak and she likes making juices out of these blueberries and you like eating, popping blueberries and eating them, so pashas would have a dinner, there's a lamashka, because when you do make a lamashka, the mice, it is, there's a there, you might use a liquid, so I would assume. So there are more. The place where they actually use it, where even though the case is Bismana Chazal, Susser Meinem were used for liquids, not other fruits. But if you live in a country where nowadays they use other fruits for liquids, so Dinoi Ketusim Rimoidim, it upgrades to Tusim Rimoidim. Avinogu Lusatu the Rafua Levad Ein Lochish. That's only if you use it as a mash, I mean, you use it as a drink because you're thirsty or because you for tanning purposes. If it's just a medicine, so you don't have, it doesn't upgrade it to a mashka, and therefore remains oichel and oichel, and oichel and oichel is not also the squeeze. Okay. V'chol tadafka liskot osur. The cases over here of schita, it's dafka v'yidu schita. But I will mutter limsois b'fiv miravnovim hamashka shebehem. V'chol shken shad b'shadaborim. You're allowed to suck out of the grape the liquid inside of it. That's not the normal way that you make a mashka, by sucking it into your mouth. And therefore, then we get the shem mashka. See, in my case of anovim, which is the rice, it's mutter. V'yesh oisim limsois b'peh me anovim v'chir etzibahem. So anovim are a problem, and the similar things as well. So you have to define what else you're referring to. Okay. Zak in the Shavura. Also the Sacht and Aleph, they're talking about Zesim and Ovim. The Sacht and Eskai Mishim Mepharik, who told the Dosh. Being Sacht is a form of Mepharik, which is breaking things into their parts. The place where they join is called a Perik. And when you take them apart into their parts, it's Mepharik. Translated as, what's the verb of, you know, it's dismembering it, I guess. Okay. Vayelav Sevenation Beis, the Shomis Baralinian, Tina Sakara, Mibayarim, Al Zaysim and Obim, Ain Shom Ashik Sav, the Mishabura, Sivkotan, Mem Beis. So, if you crushed it before Shabbos, and the crushing process would include taking the Kuras Beis Abad, which is extraordinarily heavy, and putting it on top of this cloth, this big sackcloth, which contained this Eishim and Anovim. So basically you squeeze out everything out before Shabbos. And that was done before Shabbos. So whatever came out, it was basically crushed, etc., before Shabbos. Everything was crushed before Shabbos. And the liquid is coming out before Shabbos. So now the liquid which comes out on its own, even if you go now and squeeze it, it would not be the rice. It's basically it's like ein schita or schita type of a sword. It's basically been squeezed and crushed already once. So doing it again ain't going to do anything. So that liquid which comes out on Shabbos, you can use that shemen or that yayin. Even though it's zaysim anovim, it's going to be mutter. And the Mishabura says over there, that's all talking about that took place earlier in the day. There was enough time for the liquid actually to run out before Shabbos. So now if a little bit continues to come out on Shabbos, that's mutter. But if you do it right close to Shabbos, it only starts expelling the liquid on Shabbos. That's Schita is still shaykh in it. If you would now squeeze it, you'd be doing shaykhit. So therefore, the liquid which comes out is awesome. Azurim, so the liquid which comes out is awesome. Zer Mishem Yavah L'Satz L'Chelchil. So as Al said, if you are allowed to use the liquid, you might come to squeeze it for that purpose. Because beaker, they're used for mashka. Because they remind him. Even though the person designated to use for achila purposes, the chashash that you might squeeze it is minimal. It's still a problem. That is, she keeps them lachila. When you gather them, you did it with intent to use it for achila. The time that came in the room of the schita kaima, nichla b'vamashka shazabu b'shem yimalach aleim l'schita. But since the mice and all people use it for the liquid, so even though he had acquired them for the purpose of eating them, he might change his mind and decide to use it for liquid, because why not? That's a standard thing to do. Says the Rambam is also a sochton. Hey, Avshes says Tomai Oymim Lachil. Even though the Biker the Oymim Lachil and not Lamashka. Homesi Bnei Adam Sochton Masam Kizaisim Anovim. Asuru Rabbanon Otu Zaisim Anovim. So this is Exer Rabbanon. Otu, if I allow you to squeeze two Sim Rambam, and by a lot of people that's perceived to be what you're doing is very similar to Zaisim Anovim because you squeeze both of them for the purposes of a juice. So there's enough people who squeeze it for the purpose of a juice that the Xavier makes sense. People will confuse people. However, but if you gather the lechila for the plants with intent to eat it, so then it's more, the liquid comes out as mutter because lonichale b'mashezal. But you're not happy with that which it flowed out because you wanted to use it for achila. Like the Mr. Shami says, there's no there. You might come to squeeze more. That's ridiculous. You're not happy with that. Now, if imloni iskavim eif kibutzai loy lachila b'mashke rak stama, the person had no intent when he went and picked them or purchased them. Also, dika imdon l'mashke domi calls manchel keeps him lachila. So we say the default state is that they are omed lamashka and therefore they're problematic. Shakal bears amut l'sochton mishum the omed lachila. Back in the bar the lamashka, people don't use it for mashka, people use it for achila, and therefore it's automatically omed lachila. Ve'ein shei mashka al yotzei mihem. It's not considered a mashka. The liquid which comes out is not considered a mashka. But habi kamarfer erchem erchel is like chopping the thing in half, which is not called skita or burr or whatever it is. It's just chopping something in half. V'after hu chashem aleim b'skitosu l'mashka. Even though this person had intent to use it for a mashka. So l'chera, how can you say this? Mutal l'sochtem depends what your intent is. We should argue that the person is squeezing them, he's really telling us that he wants it for a mashka, so now it should be a mashka. And now it should be also. So Minebe, once you master it, you should answer it. So is that the Mishmur and the Butler Daitan Sokolava. Since people in general do not use it for that purpose, so the fact that you decide to use it for a mashka alone will not give it a status of a mashka, and therefore there's no problem of being taking that mashka, quote unquote, from the oichel because it's not mashka.
Does anyone say that what makes grapes and olive worse is the liquid has a different name? Now it's yain and shemen, so it's, the Torah fruit has a different option.
Does anybody say that? I can't answer that question because maybe somebody does. If you're asking me, if I'm aware of anybody who says it, I'm not. That's an interesting thought. I like it. Okay.
What do you got out of the food not considered a thing?
You're saying by sharp hairs. Not Zaysim and Abim, not Tusim and by other things, a person decides, you know, Bazman Chazal, a person would squeeze an apple, if they don't have apples, they had apples, but same person would squeeze an apple. They weren't making apple juice in those days. So Beaker is used for Achila.
They definitely had apples.
Tapuch, but say you are assuming that tapuch is an apple. They had apples, or they had tapuchim, or whatever those are. Okay. Mishabura Ches, in a place where they, I have no idea. Malgam Shenogu. So we say that over there, this becomes a liquid like with the same level as Tusim B'Rimonim. Masha the Oysim Mokam Osir B'Sharma Kamishori. This is only true in that place where they become accustomed to use this fruit for liquid purposes. Okay. But everywhere else it doesn't affect the rest of the world. Ach im derech l'hoylich ha-mashka shal peris mokam l'mokam. They then take the liquid and they go sell it in other places. Okay, so then also b'chol olam. This is all the Ramah talking. If it becomes known to us that there's a place where they actually use this type of fruit to actually make a liquid, so. Even if we say their noig over there in that city might mean a miyut of the people of the city, but the difference is that these people are able to get excess of this fruit or vegetable, and the rest of the people are not. They can't afford it. So maybe the reason why they are being sechet at nobody else is because they can afford it, and these people can't afford it.
So the Magen Avraham extends this halacha that this becomes now a natural usage. Now it's also b'chol elam, even in a place where they're not noig to seichet, because the things might change. Okay, Kosov Kamar Kredim, Kosov Magan Rum. But my Rum then qualifies this thought. The Daf Kabinian, Shimahoya, the whole island, Paris, Harbe, Kelu, Hoysetim is up. All the Hokarmin and the Bala Daitam, I am Rolocha Mashik Sabbam is it. Okay, so the Magan Rum adds this connect like this. In City X, they squeeze. Acai berries, so they make acai juice. Right? In City Y, they don't squeeze acai berries, they don't make acai juice. So you say, well, you know, in City A, where they squeeze it, it's a mashka. In City B, they don't squeeze it, it's not a mashka. But if the reason why they squeeze it in City A and not in City B, it happens to be that City A grows in an area where there's a tremendous abundance of acai fruits, acai berries, so that's why they squeeze them, because over there it's extremely plentiful, whereas City B has very few which grow over there, and therefore they don't squeeze it because it's not worth it for them. If City B would have the same level of abundance of acai berries in City B, they'd also squeeze it, so it's a mashka everywhere. So we say that the one place which has abundance of it and squeezes it is indicative of the fact that it's normal to use as a mashka, and everywhere else is not using a mashka practically because they don't have enough to squeeze. So then we could theorize that this is an indicative of a true attitude towards the thing, thus lacking the funds. So then what's happening over here in A will affect the rest of the world as well. But if in City B they say, you know, listen, we got just as much as you, but we have no interest in squeezing acai berries, so then we're not going to be conveyed just because in City A you squeeze them. Well, City B says, no way, they ain't worth squeezing them. So then what do you do? The Afghanian Shahoya, Imhoya, the Khalalan, Paris, Harbor, Kalu, Hoysatanism. If anywhere else in the world they would end up with that abundance of fruit, they'd also squeeze them over there. And they're only not squeezing because they don't have the abundance. Alvi Balav Haki, but if, however, it will say in both, you know, if most places, even if they have the money, say, like, you know, nobody in the right mind squeeze acai berries. The fact that you guys over there squeeze it's a bala daitam, and they're a meat of the ulam and they're bala daitam. I'm just saying, for example, I don't know. I said over there. They would squeeze it to make pear juice. Okay. And it's very possible if this would be available in other places, abundance of pears, it also makes pear juice. So that's the Magen Avraham talking. Is it Magen Avraham? Yeah, okay. Squeezing any fruit for the purpose of getting the liquid out is also. The only case which is mutter, if the purpose of squeezing it is to make the fruit taste better, that's a malachah. You're not squeezing it to get the liquid; you're squeezing it to make the liquid should not be in the fruit. So that's called the malta kapri, and that's mutter. Because of shekena minik, that's the box. That's the minik. Remember, locha shabaron the medina ain lahakmer. However, that if that's whatever the box says. However, the multiple rishonim not like that, and achronim not like that. We don't have to be choshes like that. I feel welcome. Shenogel lahakmer b'shar peiris. That which you're machra by Shaperis, that it's also, is if you're doing the Shemashka, I will be Kitrita of Bekora, the Talbot by a Michael Shari, the victory of Mashka, but they said, Nobim Osraf Evan said. So there's a swara of. If a liquor comes out, its whole purpose is there is to go back into an oichel. So over here, squeezing it out, not to use it as a mashka, but to use it as a dip, to dip your food in. So it never really gets its own, it's just dip. Never really gets its own existence. So that's not considered schita, because it's not considered that you made a mashka yet. But they said, no, in such a case would be also. Then he said, if it's normal in that place to squeeze these other fruits, they get it in like this and remind him. Test. Nowadays, apples, gam can't dinner kitus and they also have a dinner like kitus and redim. It's common to squeeze them. The Yesh Mekar Meshanogo, Liskot Mehem Harvey, people squeeze a lot of apples to make apple cider. The Ishkamis behind Achim Tapuch Mavushal was circuit Shietzi Mimenu Shori the Hosekhit called Oichel Mimenu. If you cook the apple and your goal to squeeze is to squeeze out the apple from the cook, you ever baked the apple, you cook the apple and you want you, and the apple inside is now loose, etc. You want to sort of squeeze it and get it out. So that's not called, that's not called. Because you're taking out the oichel, not the mashka. You can squeeze it with your mouth, but so it's yud. Mishum the time they dare schita b'fiv. So that's the rest of it before. It's not called. Over there, they're dealing with the malach of mechabes. Or barer, it's not called barer, but it's also not called schita, but you do it with your mouth. And it's also not common, so Chazal never asked it. I'll be also linoik me'abehema fila b'shabbos. Because you're mukhla kamam and simen shin chavches, if not a gimel. So, now, there's a din later on, if a person wants to get milk directly from the udder of the cow, so that's going to be it's osur. So it's different between sucking out the grape juice or sucking out the milk. So he says, "Hasim yinikim in beheme anashinu gomer." They're called by linoik. It's not a shinu gomer because the mice, many animals will do this. They will be suckling from the mother. But over here, it's not dereschit at all. To suck out the grape juice from the grapes into your mouth, or the juice of the grapes into your mouth. So if that's mutter, according to the Moss, of course, kemishad the worm. If you go in shenosin b'aser b'morak, you have meat sitting in a gravy. I pass b'yayin, or you had bread sitting in wine. Moitz is something you're sort of sucking out the liquid or the wine. So why can we make it? Because since the key of chatas is not going to be the raisa, The Haim Kemar Kavashi Mishlok is the Kamam Siv Zayin. Kemar Dal Dei Zolim says Tusim Rimanim Befiv or Kenei Tzukr. What's going on? So the Zidr Kosh Mishlok is later on. It's not exactly a sushto. I'm not sure what he's saying. So the din of later on of Kavosh Mishlok is let's say you cooked a vegetable in liquid, and the mice of the vegetable is very full of water, so it doesn't taste so good. You're not really sticking your teeth into vegetable, you're sticking your teeth into water. So you want to squeeze the water out of the vegetable. So that's mutter, because you have no use for the water. You're not doing it for the purpose of the water. You're doing it for the purpose of the solid. Not to get the liquid out. Okay. So I'm not sure why compared to the Kosher Shlok is over there. The whole mice, the way it's done. The point of this, you don't use the liquid. Over here, you're taking out the liquid. You're taking out with the shinui. It's not the heter over there. Okay. You can suck out fruit of the berries or pomegranates, or sugarcane. Some say it's also to be moitzed to prepare from a novim evachiyotzabem. How to fill shad the worm lamal. So what's that all about? The time day is the sphere law. The lagriya dover zemiyotik mitter behema. He's going to pass on like the yesh oistrim. No, he's going on the matir.
This is yesh oistrim.
So I said, "Yes, show them to be a pemi and open." Because we're going to oyster. Like really, was ever given to him? The guy I'm showing who shinui. There's element of shinui. A person suckling from an animal's udder is pretty mishuna. It's the alpha became also chum because I'll answer it. It's the same thing over here. By my rabbi, she calls him. The zaysim and open she's tossed and miraisa. Knock on the hakram and lean so it's feel of a fev. Kesarachrana. You're mach with it, sucking it out with your mouth is not a good idea. It's a form of skita and don't do it. Shard the worm in the hakram and under the bottom. Saying up the machmer.
Which is
the raisa, so then don't suck it out with your mouth, like the second sheet, which is machmer. Shad the worm in the hakmer. So I feel the no in the hakmer. Rakh shu emin shudar unique of that. The hanashim moitzes some ben a masim l'sech piv, a masim l'sech piv. Moitzes a mashka mashach chetzanim l'chutz kliyam al derech meichel who became mashav b'megadim. The difference between holding it in your hand and sucking it out from your hand and putting it inside your mouth and sucking it out inside your mouth. Sucking inside the mouth, nobody asks. Period. Holding your hand and sucking it, that maybe is diamond to it's diamond enough to the process of regular skito, so that's enough to say it's problematic. Okay. Okay. So in Malkum Beer Loch Dear Mask of Malkum Shinago. He just makes a cheshvan in the Gemara, which we're not going to get involved in, that we're seeing this thing over here, that there's really two different arguments. Why is it considered a mashka? Because in city A, they do it.
even though you're in City B and City B, they don't do it, but they don't do it only simply because they don't have the access to the abundance that City A has. But had they had that, they would do it. So that's called a mashgiach. That's one argument. The second argument is that he made it into a mashgiach. By the fact he's squeezing it to use it, he made it into a mashgiach. So, so if we're saying the sword is achshavino, not because of how people use it. City B is like City A; just they don't have the money. It's a sword achshavino, so then it's irrelevant.
What's irrelevant?
I mean, the Gemara, let me finish my thought. You asked a question, let me answer. Okay?
Yeah.
The Gemara goes to a cheshbon. The Gemara introduces this sur of achshavino. The Gemara says, well, if it's achshavino, the Gemara brings another case where the Gemara says you don't say achshavino. And then the Gemara, the Gemara introduces this idea of places. The Gemara says, well, that's one place. So how does it affect the whole world? So Morris says, one place does not affect the rest of the world. And the more in the sugya of Skita. So Tosfos Akasha, there's a Gemara before, in a different sugya, but the Gemara says that one place does affect the whole world. And for Tosfos, the difference is like this. In the case where all the places have the same access, and one place says, you know, it's great stuff, and one place says, yeah, who cares? So one place does not affect the rest of the world. In the case where one place has tremendous access, other places don't, we theorize, had they also actually do the same thing. So maybe that affects the whole world. Then the Morris asks Akash on that. The Morris says, well, achshavinu. So the Morris comes at the end of the Gemara, the Morris seems to say the sword is not because of places, it's because of achshavinu. So this whole sword of achshavinu, of places, is irrelevant. So that's the Be'er Halacha's problem. Moskanos of Gemara, it's there's a sword of achshavinu. Once you squeeze it, you decide to make it into a liquid. So this whole Magen Aram, the place A affects place B, and this whole thing is not relevant anymore. Once you decide to squeeze it, you've given it a significance, mirabon, at least of a mashka. So apparently we're learning over here, achshavinu only works in conjunction with the fact that there's also sorah malka. So that's he's going to challenge that not all Rishonim went like that. That's the point of the Be'er Halacha.
Some Rishonim would go lechumra, meaning achshavinu, period.
So the way the Be'er Halacha learns, he learns that might be true in the Rambam, that achshavinu was enough. To aser. So the Rishonim asks, so then where's the case by Shar Peiros that it's mutter? I mean, every case you're squeezing it, right? So you're always achshavinu. Be'er Halacha does not bring that question. And I'm trying to remember the terrors that they say, but right now it's not coming to me.
These days people make a juice out of anything squeezable.
Right, the same that that's, you know, that would be this, you know, the remorse not being choshesh with that shita. The other thing is, you know, it says you need a makom shenog type of a sorah. So he's challenging that. Maybe that should not be true. Fine.
But I mean, if these days virtually, there's definitely...
Yeah, I don't think that's enough. Nowadays, the fact that people take their squash and make squash juice in their juicers, I don't think that's good.
But even though it's commercially available, I mean, you find commercially available definitely all kinds of vegetables.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it's called... It still hasn't become the minhag ha'malkum. Mm-hmm. Right? Apple juice is a minhag ha'malkum. Right, but tomato juice maybe is minhag ha'malkum already, but the fact that the person decides to have plantain juice, I'm sorry.
Okay, but the Rebbe is coming up with an example the individual person just decides to do that.
No, I'm saying even characters. I don't think these type of things. I don't think that they're considered. It's not the minig of Malkum.
Pomegranate juice is pretty common.
Well, that's the Machaber said already. Tusim reminded him of the problem. Right. We're talking about the case that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say. So, what's the status? Okay, let's hold it here.